Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by Naperville Alarm Company. They are pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com. Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Check out Bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530 and order that delicious pizza tonight. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org. Now through New Year's Day, Naper Settlement is hosting Naper Lights. It's a downtown Naperville lighted holiday display now open at Naper Settlement in the heart of downtown Naperville. The display features a large holiday-themed figures, lighted trees, hot chocolate, and holiday music. What a festive environment to be in this holiday season. Now through New Year's Day, check out Naper Settlement, Naper Lights, from 5 until 9 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through New Year's Day. For more information, check out NaperLights.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music. Check out SullivanSteak.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Get motivated, get fit. Let Stacey Boyer get you started. Check out Stacey at MotivatingYou.com. Or www.motivatingyoulive.com. Get in shape in the new year. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call for your first free lesson at 630-355-6240. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, they are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out divinebeautyluxspa.com. And the Naperville Trolley, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com. Ding, ding. Pope Family Dental, home of the one-visit smile. In just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Check out PopeFamilyDental.com or give them a call at 630-961-5851. The Naperville Park District, where recreation and park district experiences come and enrich the quality of your life in your community. Check out NapervilleParks.org. And their new winter program guide just came out. Check it out in your mailbox, or you can give them a call and get one for yourself at 630-848-5000. Thank you so much to all of the proud, I know they are proud, sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show, including Innovative Orthodontic Centers.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Have a blue Christmas. without you, darling. I'll be so blue just thinking about you, darling, yeah, girl.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, a very special show indeed. It is Christmas. It's Christmas Day for those of you tuned in on Christmas Day. And actually, right now, I have to confess, I'm recording this show early because, as you know, this show is brought to you live every Thursday morning. But Christmas falls on a Thursday this year, so I am recording it, pre-recording it, so I can enjoy my family on Christmas morning like all of you. But you're hearing it for the first time on Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you for tuning into the show. Some of you will tune in after Christmas as the show airs Blog Talk Radio. You can hear it anytime you want, and Slam Internet Radio, as well as 89.9 FM in Chicago, and Tuiville Radio. So hello to all my old and new listeners, cherished listeners. I really appreciate you guys tuning in every week and hearing the good show, which normally airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. Yes, I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where you know every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I'm sorry to say I won't be able to take any calls today because it's a recorded show. But normally, I love to hear from you. And today is a very special day because you're probably, I'm picturing this. This might be a beautiful scene right now. If you gathered around your Christmas tree, the fire's going, and maybe you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. But it's Christmas, and you're with your family. Or at least I hope you are. I hope you're all enjoying your time with your family today. And but I wanted to bring a very special show to you today. I only have one guest. Well, one guest, not in the family. But I'm going to bring along some very special guests later in the show. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm going to bring on my 5 golden rings. How's that for a little Christmas flair? My 5 children will be on later in the show to talk about Christmas. And what is Christmas without children? So I thought this would be the perfect time to bring them on. I don't think they've been on the show once before, way, 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 way back in the beginning, almost 2 years ago. I had them on the show. I think it was during a summer break when they were all home and they wanted to come and talk on the show. I don't think all of them did, though, but I kind of look back at that reel and see who was who and who was on. But they're all going to be on the show today. And we hope we can spread some Christmas cheer to you and yours. And we hope you're having a great time right now enjoying Christmas with your family. So as I said, this is a very special show. We do have magician Bill Blagg on. Bill's been on the show before, and he's coming back on. And we're going to talk about his magic show coming to town very soon, right after Christmas. So maybe that's a fun thing to do with the kids now that they're home from break. And we'll talk about Christmas magic with him, of course. But this is the good show, the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. You know, it's Christmas. It's my favorite, one of my favorite times of year. And we have put out, I had put out my favorite holiday gifts to give out this season. And I want to just remind you, in case, you know, maybe you had some gifts that you're going to get after Christmas, or maybe you will celebrate little Christmas with your family and you're still looking for ideas. But I wanted to point out some great, great companies, and a lot of them local in Chicagoland area. So it's good to support those local businesses. But I wanted to point out some of my favorite gifts this year, and I want to thank these companies that generously donated gift certificates and baskets and free car oil changes to my listeners. We've had so much fun giving out all these wonderful Christmas holiday gifts. So I want to just go through my 12 favorite gift ideas to give away this holiday season and thank them again so much for supporting the show and giving so generously to my listeners. Le Chocolat in downtown Naperville has the best dark chocolate. Let me just say, I've talked about this place so many times on my show. Clark's Car Care Matt Weber is such a sweet owner of that place, and he's just like a brother to me, a big brother. He takes care of my car, and he's offering free oil changes to everybody, pretty much, and a lot of my listeners got them. We're lucky enough to get them. So thanks so much, Clark's Car Care in Naperville. La Fiamme, Fiamme in downtown Naperville. Some of the best dang pizza around. A bling thing. It's a bling thing in downtown Naperville. Thanks for all those gift cards you gave out to my listeners. If you want to get blinged, ladies, New Year's is coming up, too. And nothing's better than a sparkly New Year's. So that would be a great place to go and get some bling. Tokyo Bay, I love this place. They have the best chicken fried rice anywhere, but some of the best karaoke fun times I've had over there. So thanks to Tokyo Bay. Sullivan's Steakhouse, what can I say? Sullivan's has been a huge supporter of the show, and love going in there, of course, getting their steaks and the deli teenies in the bar. Ha ha ha. Thanks for that. Colonel's Gourmet Popcorn and more. They have locations in Naperville and in Geneva, Illinois. And we've had fun giving away those big tins of popcorn to our listeners. Thanks so much to the Colonel's. David's Tea, one of my favorite places to go now. It's a new favorite place. It's a tea house, I guess you could call it. And they have delicious flavored teas. You wouldn't believe. So one of the ones I had was a dark chocolate. And not too long ago, I had a movie theater popcorn experience with tea. Imagine that. It tasted like having like liquid popcorn without all the calories. Loving David's Tea. All right, we're at number 9. Katie's Goodness, those are those cookies I've been talking about for several weeks now. Delicious cookies, where all the proceeds go to support our military and veterans. So what could be better than that? You know, we're a huge supporter of veterans in our military. And I can't believe I found a cookie that that does the very same thing. So, and they're delicious too. Number 10, Mary Poppins. We've talked about Mary. We love Mary Poppins. Where's that song? I had it ready to go for this. I'll play it. We all love to hear this song. And it's a holiday, so I can play a little bit of it. Here we go. Mary Poppins.
I did the girls there. Right at the
beautiful Paramount Theater in Aurora to see Mary Poppins. It was a magical experience. The girls will tell you. Maybe I'll remember to ask them about it when they come on the show a little later. But Mary Poppins is playing at the Paramount Theater now through January 4th in Aurora. Tickets, if you want to get tickets, you can visit ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com. WGN's Dean Richards is calling it the must-see show of the season, and I have to concur. It was quite magical. And the best part about it was not just watching the show, but turning to my right and seeing my four daughters. I don't know where I'm getting these accents. They just pop out of my mouth. My daughters watching the show and seeing the magic and the wonder in their eyes, especially on the scene where Mary started to fly overhead. They just do an amazing job over there with that production. So check out Mary Poppins, now playing through January 4th at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. One of my favorite gift ideas this season. Okay, this is very special. The Henningsons, they've been on the show a couple times. And in fact, Clara Henningsen was on the show just last week. And she was... Whoopsie. This is what happens when you have an inexperienced producer like myself running the show board. Went up too loud. Here it is, White Christmas with the Henningsons. The lovely Clara Henningsen was on the show last week. I just absolutely love this new Christmas CD out by them. It's called Our Family Christmas. The Henningsons are like, I think there's 11 of them, 10 of them. And they're just a wonderful family. And they're from Illinois, Southern Illinois. We love supporting these Illinois artists. Great country singing trio. It's just a father, son, and daughter, even though they've got 8 other little ones at home. But they tour around the country and spread their Christmas joy and beautiful music. Okay, then, last but not least, this great Christmas music. This is now a new tradition in my house. Here's a little bit of the Henning. Classic White Christmas.
And may all your Christmases be
love a little Bing on this show, and no one does it better than Bing, but this one comes pretty darn close. Loving this White Christmas song by the Henningsons. Okay, my last one, my last favorite holiday gift to give is an experience, and it's an experience. A lot of these are experiences. It's nice to get something, you know, that you can touch, tangible in your hand, but when you've got everything, why not go out and give them the gift of an experience? And nothing is as thrilling as, well, some would say jumping out of an airplane, but this one comes pretty darn close. It's the iFly experience. I took my daughters there a few weeks ago, and it is like the skydiving experience. So that was a wonderful gift that I gave to my children in the season of Christmas. So that is the final list of my favorite things. All right. I want to know what your favorite things are. So send me a message, and we'll take a look at them, and maybe we'll experience them and reveal them next Christmas. Okay. So, and then one other thing I have to do a shout-out to two things. Creative Digital Masters, thank you so much for setting me up on this audio. Nick Mirage from Creative Digital Masters out in Aurora got me my mixer here and my condenser mic, and so now you can hear me a lot clearer here, and you'll be able to hear all the kids a little later in the show too. And I also want to do a shout out. So thanks to Nick, by the way. He looks like Santa Claus. He was my Santa. He came to my home a couple weeks ago and gave me an early Christmas gift, and that was the mixer and the mic. Thank you, Santa. Nick Mirage from Creative Digital Masters. Can't say enough good things about that company. We've worked together on many things. If you saw some of my YouTube videos with Vanilla Ice, John Party, Dustin Lynch, the Henningsons this past summer, you know all of that was brought to you by Creative Digital Masters and Dot Productions. It was a partnership between my production company and Creative Digital Masters. They are, Nick Mirage there is just hands down the best in the business and a great guy to work with. All right. One more shout-out to NapervilleAlarm.com. My friend Mike Kennedy over there from NapervilleAlarm.com, he got me a Christmas gift this year. I was out of the Dolly McCarthy Show mugs, and guess what was at my doorstep last week? Mike Kennedy from NapervilleAlarm.com. They are sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I'm thrilled to have them as a sponsor. They're an amazing company. They put the alarm system in my home, and I love it because I can find out or I can see when the kids come home, come and go. It's right on my phone, right to my smartphone, and I can turn the alarm on and off from my smartphone. When the alarm goes off, you know, if it goes off accidentally, I could turn it off before the police get there, and I won't be charged. But this is a great company, NapervilleAlarm.com. Really, really, really cool system. And I'm going to be we're going to have him on the show. We're going to talk more in detail about that. But thanks to NapervilleAlarm.com for the new Dolly McCarthy Show mugs. And we've been giving away quite a bit of them as little Christmas gifts to my listeners. A lot of requests for these mugs. I think I might have to order another batch. In fact, I think Mike Kennedy from NapervilleAlarm.com is ordering another batch. I think that was the last email I got from him. He's getting more. So on the show, as I said, we're going to feature Bill Blagg. He's a magician. He's coming up soon. We're going to talk about Christmas with him and his show coming up. But we're also going to talk about Christmas wishes. So first of all, if you're listening on Christmas Day, I have to sprinkle this in. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you're having a great time with your family. And I really thank you for tuning into the show. What are your Christmas wishes? Well, I want to reveal two Christmas wishes that I have. One is to go sledding on Christmas morning. That's my wish. And the other wish is pretty major, that all of my children are happy and healthy and with me on Christmas morning. And that came true last night. My son came home from the University of Wyoming. He came home from college, and he's home for Christmas. I hadn't seen him since I dropped him off in August. Okay, I'm going to start tearing up here. I better... Yeah. Pretty cool to have them all home. And the girls were so excited to see their brother. So I got one wish granted, that he's home safe and sound. He flew in, his flight was delayed, and it was rainy at O'Hare. So I was very nervous. I don't tell him that, but I was very nervous about his flight in. Those conditions are not always fun. But he got home, and We immediately ordered, of course, he wanted some Chicago-style pizza, and we got Lou Malnati's. You know, I haven't had Lou Malnati's pizza or pizza in general, Chicago-style pizza, after 10 o'clock in years, probably since Jimmy was a baby. That's my oldest, Jimmy. And so I got to indulge in that, and I'm not going to feel guilty about that. I had a slice of pizza from Lou Malnati's. Jimmy got home. Everything is good. The calories don't count, right? So it was fun. He wanted that and a little taste of Chicago. He deserved it after being away for 4 months now. But anyway, so that's a great Christmas wish that I had granted. And so my 5 golden rings are here, like the 12 days of Christmas. I'm kind of incorporating that. My 5 golden rings are my children, so they're celebrating Christmas with me. And I'm going to introduce you to them a little later in the show. But, it's so wonderful to see the twinkle in their eyes. That's what really is the magic of Christmas, seeing children enjoying the wonder, the excitement, and the magic of the Christmas or the holiday season. And what would Christmas be without children? So I'm so blessed to have them. And now I want to introduce you to a man who I probably owe my life to because he once brought me back to Earth after making me disappear. Yes. So I want to introduce you to Bill Blagg. He's an amazing magician. And my children, we were very, very blessed to see him a couple seasons ago. His magic show at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, the beautiful Paramount. I talked about them. Now the Mary Poppins is playing there now. But Bill was there and invited me up to make me disappear. Well, my children, they were probably happy about that for a moment or two. Mom's gone. Yay. Do what we want now. No, but then I quickly came back. Thank you, Bill, for bringing me back. So please welcome to the show, magician, amazing magician, Bill Blagg. Hi, Bill.
How are you?
Are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Well, Merry Christmas. The show is recorded, as I told you, but right now there's people gathered around the fire and the tree listening to Bill and Dolly. Merry Christmas, Bill.
Excellent.
Thanks for coming on the show
Excellent.
Today.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a great time of year. How are you enjoying the season?
I'm enjoying it. It feels like spring today, but you know, hoping for some snow here shortly.
Well, that's what they say. Tom Skilling, WGN meteorologist Tom Skilling, is predicting snow on Christmas Eve. Wouldn't that be amazing if it really happened?
Tom is always right.
Bill, you've got some magic. Work your magic. Come on, bring us some snow on Christmas. Make it a white Christmas.
Here we go. I'm working on it right now.
Working on it right now? All right. Well, Bill, I understand you've got some shows coming up. Let's plug that, get that out of the way. And I'm so excited. We're going to give away 2 tickets to this show, although we're not live today. I'm going to give it away to my listeners that also follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. And by the way, follow the Dolly McCarthy Show, Good Dolly Show on Twitter and Facebook, please. And Bill, let's be fair. You have a Twitter, Bill. At Bill,
yeah,
what's that underscore
it's
Blagg?
Bill underscore Blagg.
All right, you can follow Bill there too because he's giving away tickets to his show. When is the show? It's coming up.
We have 2 shows coming up. They're coming up this weekend in Skokie, Illinois, at the North Shore Center for the Arts at the Center Theater. We have a show Saturday night, which is the 27th at 7:30 p.m. And then we have another show on Sunday, the 28th at 3 p.m. And the ticket giveaway, we have 2 tickets that you're going to give away for the Sunday show at 3 o'clock. It's going to be an awesome time.
Oh, indeed. Your show is amazing. And there's good seats still available, folks, for that, but they're going quick because Bill's not here very often, like once or twice a year. And when people find out you're in town, they're always like, okay, I got to get to Bill's show again because you've got some new tricks coming on the show, I hear.
We have some new illusions mm-hmm. featured in the show for sure. We now take a random audience volunteer from the audience and make them disappear. The cool part is, unlike when we made you disappear, you actually came back. We're not making the people come back anymore. So it's incredible. Guys are showing up with their mother-in-laws to our show in record numbers. It's great.
Oh, it's a great gift to give to your mother-in-law. Take her to the magic show. I'm kidding. Oh, poor mother-in-laws. Don't pick on mother-in-laws. They go through a lot. They put up with your daughter-in-laws and their daughter-in-laws and their son-in-law.
So yeah, they do have a lot to deal with, so they might want to disappear just in their own right. But the shows this weekend are going to be a great time. It's a great time for the family. As you know, you came out and brought the kids, and everyone had a great time. And it's really nice. I mean, it's Saturday night or Sunday during the day, catch the show, and then go have some dinner afterwards. It's just a real nice time when there's not a lot going on. The festivities are over from Christmas time, and people are usually looking for something to do. So nothing better. Come on down, see some magic, and maybe make mom or grandma disappear in the process.
You keep plugging that disappearing thing. I think that'll really work in your favor with ticket sales, that's for sure. Well, we really enjoyed your show when you invited me. I got invited, and you said, hey, Dolly, how would you like to disappear? You know, that sounded pretty good. I said, can you make me disappear for a couple of days and send me off to a deserted island where there's only somebody bringing me cocktails and someone giving me massages and bringing me food and drinks? And you said, well, I'll do my best. And guess what? I disappeared, and I won't reveal where I went because it's between me and Bill. But then he brought me back, and I was so happy to be back because I did miss my kids.
But you had the drinks, and you had the everything. I think you even had the margarita hangover with the salt around the rims of your eyes. So we definitely delivered on that.
I got to do that again with you. We got to do that. It was so much fun. Your show was fantastic. And I was saying to my listeners that, you know, enjoy the magic and the wonder of the season, and especially when you're looking at your children's eyes. And that is what I noticed when they were at your show, Bill. It is just, you are amazing. And the kids were so captivated and really in awe of your magic. And you're just so good. And I remember we talked last time. Didn't you say you first got into magic? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is something I shared with you about my daughter, but I got her a magic kit. I'm getting her another one this Christmas, by the way. But she loves magic. And didn't you tell me you got your first magic kit at Christmas time?
I sure did. I got my first magic set at Christmas when I was 5 years old. So it's kind of, it's really neat. Last year we were at the Paramount Aurora over Christmas time. Particularly it's a time that I have off the road where I spend time with family. I call Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin home. And so Aurora wasn't that far away, and then Skokie called and said, hey, we'd like to do something. I'm like, all right, I can still spend time with the family. But, yeah, it's a great time of year. It kind of brings it full circle, being the fact that I started with a magic set, and here it is Christmas time, and get her to entertain the youngsters and grandma and grandpa and mom and dad and everyone, and just bring them all out to have a good time. It's really incredible to see how far it's come.
Yeah, when you started at 5 years old, did you have any idea this is what you wanted to do the rest of your life? And I don't know. I'm sure it brought you a lot of joy, and you just stuck with it, right?
You know, as crazy as it sounds, the first magic trick that I learned in that magic set was how to make a quarter disappear. And I remember running into the living room at my grandpa's house, and I showed it to my dad. I was gone. I was hiding in the bedroom working on this magic kit for probably about a good hour, and I figured this thing out. And I came out, and I asked my dad for a quarter, and he gave me it, and I made it disappear. And he looked at me, and he was like, how did you do that? And I genuinely knew that I actually fooled him. And as crazy as it sounds, from that moment, I was completely hooked. I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. And he kept bugging me. He's like, how did you do it? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. Next thing you know, he grabbed me by my ankles and turned me over, and all this change came falling out from underneath my shirt. But, hey, it was...
Oh, that's a great story. You know, and probably seeing your dad's eyes bulge out as we do in the audience watching you, just in awe of what you're doing up on stage. I have to say a funny story about that. My brother did that to my father when he was little. Dad, I'm going to make this penny disappear. And guess what he did with it? He made it disappear.
What?
My dad was like, holy cow, how did you do that? Well, 4 hours later, he had to find it in the toilet. Swallowed it. Now that's one way to make things disappear. Oh my goodness! But I'm sure you were way better than that.
He comes out of the bathroom. He's like, ta-da!
Ta-da! It's back! Oh my God! Isn't that fun? So then, let's go fast forward or back up. Okay, you're 5 years old. Did you do magic from there on out, or was there a time where you were in school and then it came back to you? Tell us how this all, how you became a professional magician traveling around the world.
You know, I never put it down from that moment on. I never put it down. I learned all the different effects in the magic kit. I mastered those. I ended up losing a lot of the pieces, which you would expect kids at a young age to do. And for my 8th birthday, my dad actually found a magic shop in Chicago, which is still there to this very day. It's called Magic Incorporated on Lincoln Avenue. And he said, hey, you can have a party with your friends, or I'll take you to the magic shop and give you $20 to buy some magic tricks. So we went to the magic store and bought a bunch of cool magic tricks and went back to school and performed them for my classmates. And every year on my birthday, we'd make the annual trip to the magic shop.
Oh, that is such an awesome story. Did you stop for a hot dog or a Chicago pizza along the way?
Oh, you always have to stop for a Chicago dog. And the pizza, I heard you talking earlier about the Lou Malnati's, and you got me hungry over here.
Well, they ship. They do ship, Bill, but when you're in town, you got to stop at Lou Malnati's. Chicago right there.
I'm all about that. I'm looking forward to the Portillo's this weekend. They've got a Portillo's right next to the theater.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. So what is one of your favorite tricks? Do I say tricks? Is that the right thing to say? What's your favorite?
You know, tricks, illusions, most people, I guess it really depends on the size and the scope. The illusion usually uses a human body. Tricks are a little bit more small.
Okay.
Either way, it's okay.
Okay, what's your favorite trick?
My favorite trick?
Mm-hmm.
I would say right now on our show, my favorite effect to perform would be my hoverboard. And I was inspired by it from the movies Back to the Future. And I remember seeing Michael J. Fox floating on that thing, and I thought that would be extremely cool to be able to do that one day live on stage. There's been all this hype in the media over the past year or so with the spoof videos of the hoverboards and Tony Hawk, those guys riding them. And then a company actually came out with one that would hover for about 2 seconds, an inch above some copper plate. But I worked on it for over 13 years to figure out a way to actually display a hoverboard and get on it and ride it around the stage. We've had it in the show just over a year now, so it's exciting for me to see all those years of hard work actually come to fruition and pay off.
Yeah, that, I have to say, that was probably, besides the disappearing trick with me, I love that, the hoverboard trick. I shouldn't say trick, the illumination, whatever it is you call it, Bill.
The illumination.
The illumination. The way you did that was amazing. Yeah, that was really, really cool. That's really neat. Okay, how about, do you give away magic gifts to kids, your family, every year, or do you do a magic show for them every year?
No, I really don't. It's I don't know, maybe they've got to see too much magic over the years. But I think hanging out with my family is the one time when I don't really ever perform magic or do anything magic related. It's just kind of a nice time for the family to be together and everyone just relax and unwind and catch up on what's been going on and just really enjoy that time of year. As you said, it's a very magical time of year.
Well, let me ask you this then. So tell us what makes your holiday so magical with you and your family. It doesn't have to be anything like a trick or anything, but just something that a memory you have or something you do every year that just is very special for the holidays.
You know, I would say that I think it's real simple, and I heard it the other day, and it really resonated with me, and somebody said it really nice. It's not about what's underneath the tree. It's about what's around the tree. And every year, looking around and, you know, my family and friends and seeing everyone healthy and everyone happy and enjoying themselves and having a good time, I think that's the best gift, to be honest with you. It's incredible just seeing everyone together and knowing that everyone's had another great year. I just think that's something that can't be topped.
Absolutely. You said it right there. You hit it right on the head. That is the best gift, not what's under the tree, what's around the tree. Okay, I got to get to you born and raised in Wisconsin. You're a Brewers fan, I take it, right?
Actually, I was born and raised in Illinois.
Oh, wait. But then you ended up in Wisconsin somehow?
Right. I'm imported cheese. I moved to Wisconsin when I was 18. I moved to Kenosha area when I was 18 when I attended Carthage College in Kenosha.
Oh, okay. So you were later. So you were already established in Chicago. You definitely are a Cubs or a Sox fan. Which one is it?
Oh, I'm a Cubs fan.
All right. I knew there was a reason why I liked you so much, Bill. I knew it.
I'm a Cubs fan. I'm still a Bears fan.
Yeah, we still are. We still are Bears fan. How about our Bears? They're just taking such a beating this year. And, you know, people are disappointed with Jay Cutler. Well, you know, you win some and you lose some. But here's something that I want you to do. Work on your magic at Wrigley Field this year. How about John Lester pitching now for the Cubs? Do you think that you were talking about Back to the Future. You remember in Back to the Future, the scene where I think it was the professor that said, or was it Marty? No, professor. A doc. He was saying how the Cubs were going to win the World Series in 2015.
This is it. This is the year.
This is it.
I have a good feeling about it. I remember when Marty showed up in Back to the Future 2 on the big billboard and he said, Cubs win World Series. And he was like, no way. But this is the year, 2015. I'm telling you, it could happen. I feel good.
I feel good. Yep. Let's make the magic happen at Wrigley Field. Hey, we've been talking to Bill Blagg, my favorite magician of all time. Bill, we had such a great time at your show. I'm looking forward to your shows coming up this weekend. Again, they're playing. He's going to be at the North Shore Center for the Arts in Skokie, Illinois, Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Shows at 7:30 on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. Bring your mother-in-law, because he will pick someone random from the audience, and it may be your mother-in-law to disappear and never come back. Oh my God, I'm gonna get clobbered by all the mother-in-laws out there, Bill. Tickets
are
still available.
They might want to get away after the holiday.
Tickets are still available. You can order them online at www.billblagg.com, and that's Blagg with two G's, right, Bill?
That's correct.
Two L's and two G's. And you can order them by phone?
You can also order them by phone. There's the phone number right there on the website. When you go to the link to click, that will take you direct to the North Shore Center for the Arts, to their ticketing office. You can handle it by phone or handle it online, either way. Also, good seats are available, so if you just want to walk up and decide that day you want to come check out the show, we'll be ready for you.
It is a great show. Great show. Wonderful time. Don't miss the magic. Bring your kids. Bring your mother-in-law. And enjoy the show. Bill, it was great talking to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. And I'm looking forward to your show again this year. Thanks for coming
on.
Thank
you, Dolly, and all your listeners.
Bill, thanks for giving away two free tickets to Sunday show. I'm going to be posting about it on my social media, and we're going to give it away to one of our listeners, our fans on social media. Sorry, I hope you don't mind that. I'm sorry we couldn't take any calls today because it's recorded. But thanks so much for your offer to give away two tickets to our listeners. We appreciate it. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Bill. Have a great show.
Thanks, Dolly.
You
guys take care.
Can you please bring some snow on Christmas?
I'm working on it right now.
Misty, white. You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, that was really fun. And now it's time for the second half of the show, the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show that I like to call it. You know, it's Christmas, and, well, it's 2 days before Christmas, really. We're recording this show. And I have five golden rings, and the theme of Christmas, that 12 Days of Christmas song. Is it the 12 Days of Christmas? On the first day of, yeah, five golden, that's it. I'm trying to be creative. You know, I'm really creative this time of year. It's crazy. My children are joining me on the show. These are my special guests on the show, and we're going to talk about Christmas. And I'm going to start with my little one. Well, first of all, let me introduce them all. We have my oldest, Jimmy, who's 18. Jimmy, come say hello. 18, just came in from college. And so I'm thinking about Christmases when we first started this clan. And he started it all. And Jimmy, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Tell everybody Merry Christmas. Look at me.
Merry Christmas.
Like a good mother. Tell my son what to say. You can say what you want to say, Jimmy. But so Jimmy's here. Then I have my oldest daughter, Shelly Rose. She's here. Shelly, where are you? She's sitting over there in the corner. Come on over.
Hello, everybody.
Shelly's here. She's my sweet 16. And then my Rachel. Hey, did you hear that? Oh, my God. She's 14, freshman at Naperville North. And then my Katie Lou, my Caitlin.
Hi.
Caitlin's here. And the caboose, Molly Madness, Molly.
Hello, everybody.
So this is your first time on the show. You guys, come a little closer so the mic can pick you guys up. It's their first time, really. Well, I think you were on for a brief time last summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Last summer you were on? All right. So I'm going to interview each of them. Since I've interviewed so many people, this is the first. I'm going to be interviewing my own children here. We're going to talk about Christmas, something that's easy. Okay, let's start with my Molly Madness. Molly, let's talk about Christmas. Tell me what you want for Christmas.
Well, I want a lot of things, but one thing that I really want is an ice skating outfit for my ice skating.
Oh, because you're such a great ice skater. You've really come a long way. And so now we want to move. We want to step it up a little,
yeah,
and look the part with an ice skating outfit. Okay, what else? What else?
Also, one thing I want is navy blue Converse.
Ooh.
And yeah.
You're a little trendsetter. I think after you get those, everyone's getting those Converse. Okay, what about you, Caitlin? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, okay. Well, the main thing I want is an iPhone 5C.
iPhone 5C? Wow, Santa's really rich if he brings that under the tree.
Santa
makes it, that's right. Oh, my God, we have a funny memory about that one with my Shelly. We'll talk about that, too. Oh. Remember, Shel? The memories with Santa, going to visit Santa. Okay, Caitlin, I interrupt. Go, you.
I also want a Lululemon headband.
Lululemon headband. Oh, okay.
And these, I don't want the blue Converse, but I want white Converse.
Ooh, another trendsetter. Everybody's going to be wearing Converse. If you guys get those, I know. Those are going to be the hot spring item to wear. All right, who's next? Rachel, my Rachie, what do you want for Christmas?
I want Lululemon leggings, and a laptop.
Ooh. All right. That's not too much to ask, right?
Yeah.
No, just two things. How about you, Shell?
I want new dance shoes and more dance classes.
New dance shoes and more dance classes.
Yeah.
You think Santa could bring you more dance classes?
Yeah.
And how about you, Jimmy? Here we go. He's making his way over to the mic.
The deep voice coming.
I don't really want that much for Christmas, but I would like a
mountain bike and a nice jacket.
Not much for a mountain bike. Wow. You think that mountain bike can fit under the tree? Here it is. It's Christmas morning, and do we see a tree? Do we see a bike under the tree? We see a tree. Yes, we do. It's kind of funny because I'm recording this show 2 days before Christmas, so it's kind of tricky here. Well, I wanted to ask, these are all great, great things, and I'm loving that I still have children in the house that come up with Christmas lists. It's what makes Christmas so special is when you have kids in the house, and we have a lot of fun memories, don't we, guys, from Christmas? What's one of your favorite memories, Molly, from Christmas?
One of my favorite memories is when my brother told us all to put the Xbox 360 on top of our Christmas list, and we didn't think we were going to get it, and we did.
You all got it together and said, hey, let's all put this first on our list. Santa can't miss that. That was funny. How about you, Caitlin? Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Well, before Christmas, we wait on the stairs in the morning before we get our presents and stuff. And then we have to wait for Mom to get ready. And then you call us down and we all run downstairs.
That's right. I tortured you. I said, you can't go downstairs until I'm ready. So I would make them wait on the stairs. But at first the first couple of years, you're like, this is torture with the wait. But then after a while, you were giggling on the stairs, and you really just, the anticipation and waiting, and it wasn't that long, it was maybe a couple of minutes, but it was an hour? Is that what you said? But you guys had a lot of fun on the stairs, didn't you, waiting? Tickle each other, Caitlin? Okay, Rach, what about you? Do you have any favorite Christmas memories?
My favorite Christmas memory was when me, Shelly, and Jimmy all woke up at, 4 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day, and we couldn't sleep at all because we were so excited. And then we just stood up, until, it was time to go downstairs, and we talked about how we wished for our presents and how much fun we're going to have.
Aww. I think that was the year where you guys were open. Did you open your stockings early, really early? It was the crack of dawn. It's pitch black every time you guys wake up. And I was just falling asleep. You guys are just waking up. Okay, Shelly, how about you? Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Mine is making cookies.
Aww. What about your favorite Christmas cookie? How about that?
I like the reindeer cookies.
The reindeer cookies. Oh, yeah. Those are fun. Those are really fun to make. How about you, Jimmy?
Favorite cookie?
No, favorite Christmas memory. Or you can do both.
Favorite cookie. Favorite cookie is probably the reindeer cookie, too. But favorite Christmas memory would probably be making snowmen and going sledding and stuff in the snow. That's usually probably my favorite.
Well, how about, that's one of my favorite things to do on Christmas is go sledding, Christmas time, I should say. I think we did it one year at Christmas. We went sledding at Maywatts Hill one year at Christmas because the snow was falling. It was big, huge flakes coming down, and we're like, let's go. But Christmas morning, hey, Jimmy, what was your favorite gift? Do you remember? I can't remember. I can remember every year the look on your face when you open up. Because he always asks for these big, big items, and you guys always helped him out, and you put that particular Christmas gift that Jimmy wanted first on your list, and he would go crazy opening the present. The look on your eye, look in your face and your eyes, it was hilarious. You're like, yes, awesome. Do you have a favorite gift that you got?
Yeah, well, my favorite one was, one of my favorites was when I was really little and I got a Brio railroad set and with all the small trains that were made out of wood and you had the whole table and everything.
Cool. The Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yep.
Did you see on the Christmas tree this year that I got a Thomas the Tank Engine ornament and put it on the tree this year?
Yeah, I did see that. That's cool.
Do you remember that year? I'll never forget that year. You came down the stairs and saw your Brio set. And you just stared at it. There was no, bursting of excitement on that year in particular. But it came later. But you were just in awe.
Yeah,
I think you were just in shock, right?
Yeah.
But you were only, 5 years old at the time. Probably still sleepy. We pulled you out of bed. We couldn't wait for you to get up.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, ornaments on the tree these days that celebrate some of the favorite gifts. We've got a Barbie on the tree. We've got... what else we got? The cupcakes we're making. Oh, the monkey, the sock monkey. One of Molly's gifts that she wanted one year. We have a sock monkey ornament now. Some of these gifts that you got in the past, where are they? That's what we wonder. Where do they all go to? Oh, remember Buzz Lightyear and Woody, Jimmy? I think we still have those dolls, the big ones, but we have them as ornaments now to kind of reminisce about Christmas's past. And every Christmas morning, what do we eat on Christmas morning?
Bacon.
The first thing.
Hot chocolate.
That's right, Caitlin, the cinnamon rolls. Yes, indeed. Every Christmas morning, we have our cinnamon rolls. And every year, what does Santa bring you in your stocking? Every year.
Oranges.
Oranges, that's right. This is like a quiz. And we have so many great memories on Christmas, putting little Jesus in the manger. We alternate who puts the angel on top of the Christmas tree. And this year, it was our Shelley Rose putting the angel on top of the Christmas tree, going to see the lights around town. How about our KKs?
Oh, yeah.
We have KKs. Everyone picks a name and throughout the Advent season. We surprise our little KK with little secret gifts and notes, and we pray for them, right? So a lot of great memories. Okay, what else is on your
Christmas wish?
Your Christmas, we were going to talk about wishes. Let's talk about wishes. Okay, Molly, you want to tell us what your Christmas wish is?
That we'll have snow on Christmas, and because there wasn't a lot of snow this Christmas like before, and I like waking up and like seeing the snow outside, stuff like that. And another one is that it's the best Christmas ever.
All right, I love that. That's a great wish. Great wishes, Molly. And I think I mentioned my wishes too, is to go sledding on Christmas. Hopefully the snow will come. Tony Bennett. I think if we play the song Snowfall by Tony Bennett, the more we play it, then the magic, it'll fall. The snow will fall. How about you, Caitlin? What's your Christmas wish?
Well, I wanted that, like, everyone to be with their family on Christmas.
Aww.
And that everybody would have, like, a fun Christmas.
Aww. That's a great Christmas wish, Caitlin. How about you, Rach?
My Christmas wish is that everyone's happy and having fun.
Aw. And you, my Shelly Rose?
Mine is for snow and Molly.
Yes! More snow. Don't wish too much snow, because we don't want to be snowed in.
Okay.
Yes, we do. That's what Molly said. How about you, Jimmy?
I just want to have a good time with my family, and that's all. That's really it.
Peace and fun and laughter on Christmas Day. Well, for those of you listening, on Christmas Day, it's Christmas, and we want to wish you, from my family to yours, a very merry and happy Christmas. And we really appreciate you listening to the show on Christmas Day. I'm honored for sure. And I want to do a shout out to if you don't have plans already, New Year's Eve, Mayor Pradel and I are going to do the official Naperville countdown a little early at 6 p.m. We're going to be gathering, actually at 5 p.m. we're going to be gathering at Rotary Hill in downtown Naperville, and at 6 p.m. that's when the countdown will be. It's going to be New Year's Day in Ireland that day, so it is New Year, the new year somewhere in the world, and in Naperville too. So we invite you to come to that. That's something we do every year, right, guys? Mm-hmm. It's a little tradition we have in our family to do the countdown with the mayor of Naperville, and I'm so honored the Naperville Park District invites me every year to be a part of this and to lead it with the mayor of Naperville, our beloved Mayor Pradel. And we have a great time. We talk about New Year's resolutions. Lots of kids there. They have hot chocolate and popcorn and treats and snacks. And if there's snow, and there was snow last year, we go sledding before or after. It's really, really good time. So we hope you can come out to that on New Year's Eve at Rotary Hill in downtown Naperville. I really appreciate you all for listening to the show. It's been a wonderful year. Thanks for all your support and love. And it's been fun having you guys on the show. Is there anything you want to say?
You want to sing.
You want to sing? All right. My girls love to sing. Jimmy, not so much. But we're going to get him to sing. Right, Jimmy? Are you ready to sing? No comment. Oh, he's over in the corner texting. Are you texting your friend, Solomon? You're on the air. Tune in. I'm on the air with my mom. I'm on my mom's radio show. I'm so cool. Not. Anyway, I know this is, you guys are thinking this is so corny, right? But it's been fun talking to you guys, and it's nice to know that we have a lot of Christmas memories. We have more to come, right? Did you all remember your KK? Special Christmas KK thing? Yeah, don't forget about your KK. I used to do that when I was a kid with my parents, and I passed it on to my kids. So anyway, like I was saying, if you are listening, when you listen to this show, maybe it's Christmas, maybe it's the day after Christmas, we hope you have a merry, merry Christmas. And now my children and I are going to sing our own rendition of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. But first, Rachel, come here. Rachel wanted to tell you all something very important.
Thank you all for listening to my mom's show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. Please make sure to like her on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter at The Good Dolly Show. And also on our new Instagram, where we're giving away lots of prizes and there's lots of fun pictures.
My Rachel is actually managing, thank you, Rachel, is actually managing my Instagram account. I have a say in it, too, but, you know, she's kind of running it. These girls are taking, they're like, I'm really proud of them. They're kind of taking after me a little bit. Little entrepreneurs, and they're good at promoting the show. So thank you guys so much for that. And thank you, Rachel, for that promotional message there. Okay, are we ready to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas? They're being silly. Okay, you should see this right now. This is quite a Christmas moment here. We have Jimmy holding up Molly's hand and whacking it over his sister's head.
No.
Christmas memories. Okay, are we ready to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Let me get you in the right key.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Good tidings.
I don't know if we know the rest of the words.
Jack the Holman's down the valley. La 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 la. Here's the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Down we now are gay apparel. La 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 la. Stroll the ancient Yuletide carol. La 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 la.
Oh, Mike. Oh, jiggle. Oh, let's go, Rachel.
Oh,
I'm falling
this year. One earth opens like, hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
Oh, my goodness. I almost said Robin laid an egg. You know that song, Jingle Bells? My brothers used to sing it, and they would sing the naughty version. I'm not going to go into that. Those of you about my age, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, this has been a fun show. Thank you, guys.
Welcome.
Now it's time to end the show on a good note. Thanks, everybody, again, for listening. Thanks for tuning in and for all your support throughout the year. Molly, do you have something you want to say?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, she is like her mother. She likes to hog the mic. I'm teasing you. Shelly's standing nearby. Shelly, you have anything you want to say? Come on.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. All right. It's a great Christmas. Thank you guys for being on the show. Thanks for listening. I keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you, but I can't thank you all enough. And please do what Rachel said, like the show. Hey, I've got some more. I'm going to play some Christmas songs, some Christmas carols from the Henningsons right now. And, again, have a blessed and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope to see you at Rotary Hill on New Year's Eve. This is a song called Happy Birthday, Merry Christmas, Baby Jesus by the Henningsons. Bye, everybody. So long.
Bye.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Christmas, baby Jesus. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas to our Lord. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, baby Jesus. It's you that we adore. Send a ho, ho, ho to the angels to help God send us play. Bless the turkey on the table as we bow our heads and say, hey, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, baby Jesus. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas to our Lord. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, baby Jesus. It's you that
Merry Christmas, everybody, from my family to yours. This is Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Let's hope it's a white Christmas out there.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. I have a blue Christmas without you, darling. I'll be so blue just thinking about you, darling, yeah, girl. Bye.